Dodging in and out of the stiff stems of wheat, Spid began to whistle. He was so pleased with himself for having such a clever idea. That is, until... Roar! Spid's whistling stopped instantly, as did Spid. What was that terrific noise? And not terrific in a good way. The roar was actually more terrifying than terrific. It would put a stop to anyone's whistling, let alone a small Spidling's. Spid's knees turned to jelly. He peered through the wheat, and there it was. Farmer Spidcrop's shiny, bright red giant combine harvester. It was crunching and munching and roaring straight towards him. "Do something, Spid," he yelled to himself, "and quickly." How he wished his girlfriend Bid was there. Bid would know what to do. Bid always knew what to do. But then Bid would never have gone into the field with him in the first place. She knew better than to try to cross one of Farmer Spidcrop's fields at harvest time, no matter how good a shortcut it was. Roar! The combine harvester was getting closer. Spid ran round and round in circles. He didn't know where to go or which way to turn. The combine harvester was too big and too red, and the roar it made was too loud. He couldn't think straight. All of a sudden, he tripped on a stone and fell into a furrow between the wheat stalks. "This is it," he thought. "I'm going to be crunched and munched by a shiny, bright red giant combine harvester." And he shut his eyes tight. As he lay there, the combine harvester crunched and munched its way through the wheat. It crunched and munched right over the top of his furrow. Then it crunched and munched and roared its way towards the other side of the field. Spid opened an eye. Had he been crunched? He opened the other eye. Had he been munched? No, he was still all in one piece, safe in the dip of the furrow. "What a spidtastic piece of luck," he cried. "Well, I'm not waiting for it to come back again. I'm off." And without looking behind him, he scuttled away as fast as his spidery legs would scuttle.